One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to an episode of Be Here for a While. I have, you know what? I'm not even going to intro her like I intro my other guests, because this isn't like a, I'm not listing off like a list of credits and stuff, because this is. It's going to be a personal podcast in a very funny way. My friend Sabrina from, my best friend from childhood, one of my best friends, is visiting, and she knows all the dirt on me, and she's been reminding me of a lot of it. Some are pretty, it's like you remember stories that I think I've buried, like such cringeworthy stories that I've buried that you, like you have a recollection.
Freakish memory.
Yeah.
For
and I'm just like, I buried that because that I either stalked someone or did something weird.
I drag you down memory lane.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh God, why did we bring out the yearbook? There's a yearbook. There's a whole thing.
We were embarrassing.
Yeah, really. So this podcast, you know, you might want to shut it off if you don't want to hear about people embarrassing themselves.
I already want to shut it off.
You know what? That's negative and I don't like it. I don't like your attitude.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah. So this is my friend Sabrina Danzel. She's done my podcast before, but very early on, like right when I started the podcast. But she also is someone who, when people ask me like why I got into comedy, like what, you know, was I funny as a kid? What did I want? Why? And I always say it's because me and my friend Sabrina, we were fat, but we were jolly. And we used to watch Chris Farley and David Spade on SNL, and we were obsessed with them. Like,
maybe borderline unhealthy obsession with Chris Farley.
Now, what's weird about this is, and now that I just said I'm obsessed with someone that I do shows with, and I'd like to have David on my podcast. Maybe I've scared him away now. Did I come on too strong?
You might have a little creepy vibe.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Do I edit that part out?
I don't know if you can reel that back.
Do I edit that part out?
Maybe.
Oh, God. I don't know. Yeah. How embarrassing. Okay. This is going to lead into... I need to take moments here because I'm so embarrassed. This is going to lead into the most embarrassing thing that Serena thinks that what I just did last week is the, and I haven't told, it took me a while to tell everyone about it. I was in a shame spiral and,
with good reason.
Yeah. She's known me my whole life. And I think that she thinks that the thing I just did is the most embarrassing, and David's not involved in that, but, I just said him by a first name. But that's making me think of it, because I'd love to have David Spade on my podcast, but I haven't been able to figure out how to approach it, because I'm like, well, I've done like stand up with him a lot of times, and like I think he knows who I am, because one time at the Comedy Store, like, so a lineup gets posted, and so the reason why I think he would know who I am is because, like, you know, you post it on Instagram and there's like everyone's photos, so like there was a face recognition, I'm sure. I'm like standing in the hallway, like right before the show, and he approached me and he was like, "Has it started yet?" And I was like, I don't know. I didn't know what to say because I wanted to seem cool, you know.
It's a tough question.
Yeah, it's a tough question when it's someone that you really want to seem cool around.
You can't just spring that on someone.
Yeah, I was like, I think it started. I don't know. Do you think it started? I shouldn't have said that.
You came off very natural.
Yeah, like. I was trying to come off natural and
cool as a cucumber.
So I've been wrestling with the thought of I want him on my podcast, but I think he sort of knows who I am, so I can't just do a cold email. So is it just like I approach, like I just ask him next time, like I like, I approach him at the comedy store.
Hey, Dave, can I call you Dave?
Yeah.
I mean, is that the appropriate move? Maybe.
But it's not going to go well. I can already tell.
Well, if it continues on with the current track you're on with the emailing of the celebrities.
Well, I see. Oh, God. So, see, and I can't cold email Dave Spade.
Dave would not approve of that.
Yeah, I can't. David. I can't. Have I been calling him Dave this whole time instead of David? Oh, Jesus.
You guys are such good friends.
Oh, God. I don't know what the move is. I don't know. There's no plan in place for that one yet.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
Yeah. And I think I'm extra paranoid about it because last week, listen, I have told everyone on here, if you listen to this podcast, that I've been honest about the fact that I have this side job that I hate. I don't necessarily need it, but I'm afraid to quit it because, you know, it's like I do comedy, podcasting, it makes money, but I maybe not enough to live in LA. So I have this side job and it's torturing me. I hate it. And it's so stressful. And so I decided maybe a couple weeks ago that, you know what, I'm just going to take a leap of faith. I'm going to just, and hopefully it will work out. And so I put in my notice and I quit the job. And so I've been thinking, all right, I'm going to extra hustle. I want really cool guests on. Oh God, this is so embarrassing. Oh God. I'm going to get some big people. I'm going to do shit. I'm making moves.
Oh, really going for it.
Oh God. And, well, I emailed Keanu.
And yes, the Keanu that everybody knows, Keanu Reeves, but we are not all on a first name basis with him.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Don't know him.
Yeah.
Never even, you know, to be perfectly honest.
Have you even had a celeb sighting of Keanu?
No, never seen him. Don't really watch his movies much. I have.
Come on, I know The Lake House is your favorite rom-com.
I have zero association with him because I have, you know, in LA you have association with some celebrity. 100% nothing.
Hey,
nothing.
You know what, that's not zero. True. He came to Cannon Beach when we were kids, filmed Point Break, you know.
Yeah,
maybe you,
we weren't
paths.
Even alive then, were we?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to check the date. Yeah, on that.
Jesus.
One.
Zero association.
Tell them what you,
as
did.
It turns out, it's pretty hard to find Keanu's email online. If you Google it, it's not public information. The email I could find, well, I found a list of his like agent's emails, but there were so many that I was like, well, here was my angle though. By the way, this was like a 4-hour process. There was a back and forth with my podcast producer, like, does this email sound cool? Am I doing it? Or do you think I should email like this agent? Or like, who do you think I should? This, there's no exaggeration on the fact that I probably spent 4 hours on deciding the perfect way to email Keanu. I wanted to come off classy, but cool and breezy. I even went to the extent to, so I have an email address. It's like, blah, 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 Yahoo. And I'm like, nah, that's not, no one's going to pay attention to that, right? And then I have my info at Rachel O'Brien Comedy that I give out to my listeners. And I was like, see, no one's going to listen, or no one's going to pay attention to the email that says info at Rachel, because it's like, you know, it sounds like, sounds like spam or something.
Yeah, it sounds like a fake account.
Yeah. I was like, I got to make this, I got to class this shit up a bit. So I even went to the extent that I had Lo, my podcast producer, / assistant that I don't pay much, and just bully her into shit. I feed her.
You're a real slave driver.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the extent where I had her create a new email account for me. I wanted it to be jazzy. I wanted it to sound great. And so I made a new email. It was rachel@racheloBrienComedy.com. It's weird that there's been no responses to that email that I've been.
Yeah, because this is all very normal. Yeah. And, you know, standard professional.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna look cool. I'm gonna come in professional.
Yeah.
So the email I could find, if you Google it, is, I shouldn't say this because people are gonna then email this poor lady. I found his lawyer's email address. And I was like, you know what? It's a woman. That's who I'm going to email. I'm going to email her. She's going to, because it's all this women stuff is happening. She's going to relate to me and she's going to think, you know what?
Power.
Yeah. She's going to be like, let's give Rachel a shot.
Girl power. She wants Keanu. I know Keanu. She's a woman. I'm a woman. Makes sense.
So this is what I did. I'm just going to pull up the email. This is difficult for me. So I buried this, the embarrassment of this. So I was really, you know, the day I did it, I was like, you know what? Fuck, good for me. Way to be a go-getter. And then as the days wore on and there was no response, I just started to feel more and more embarrassed about doing it.
As you should have.
And I told one person, I told Stassi first. And her reaction to it made me feel more self-conscious. So then I buried it a little more. And Sabrina was staying with me. And by like day three, I just felt like, I got to be honest with you about something.
You got a deep, dark secret brewing.
I did something bad. I did something I'm not proud of. All right. This is the email. I feel like, you know, it's like if you see something, say something. I feel like I gotta be honest about what I did. That's
the first step is admitting you have a problem.
Yep. God. Okay. Here's the email. Hi, Melanie Breezy. By her first name, comma. I know this is not your job to do this, and I'm sorry to ask you for a favor when I'm sure you're incredibly busy. God. But I would be so grateful if you were able to forward this on for me. My thought there was she'd help me out.
Yeah, I love that you're just like, hey, what's up, sister? Like, yeah, like I need a favor from you.
Right.
When you got time, yeah. No big deal.
Yeah, I know you're busy. This is, you're a lawyer, by the way. Like, so not, you're not like a talent manager. Like, it's not your job to do this. You're just negotiating contracts. Like, hey, Melanie, I get you.
Hey, Mel,
I
see, yeah. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Yeah.
I see that you're busy. Oh, God. It's really, I hate that this exists.
It's out there in the
world.
This
exists somewhere on the internet now. Hopefully she never saw it. Because what if I cross paths with Melanie one day?
What if you cross paths with Keanu?
If he saw this email.
What will you do?
Hide under whatever. Die. Leave. jump off. I don't know. Just
end it all.
Oh, God. So then I say, I'm very much hoping that this email reaches Keanu.
That's just my favorite line.
Just not Keanu Reeves, not Mr. Reeves. I was like, I'll be breezy about this. I just hope it reaches Keanu.
Yeah, your buds.
Yeah, I hope that I was kind of trying to phrase it like, you know, this would almost benefit Keanu. Like, he'd love to do this.
I love that you said, I'm very much hoping this email reaches him. I'm very much hoping. You sound like you're writing a long-winded letter from the war era.
Oh, like a British.
Yeah, like.
Like, I'm, yeah. I
dearest Keanu, I hope this letter finds you well.
The winters are cold.
The nights are long.
War knows no bounds. It does not discriminate.
I have fallen ill, Keanu.
Dearest Keanu, we're both people on this planet, and we should connect with one another because, you know, what's life without connection?
What is life without connection? Keanu understands that.
Do you think he has a...
I mean, you saw The Lake House.
Yeah. What was that movie again?
The Lake House, the one with, him and Sandra Bullock back at it again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a reboot from Speed?
Yeah, but they took it down a couple notches. They lived in the same lake house, but here's the catch.
Ooh.
The mailbox at the lake house was like a time-traveling mailbox.
Ooh.
So they were living in different eras.
I'm going to need an explanation on how that... They had no plan on that people weren't going to be like, how is the mailbox a time machine?
Yeah. Like, how do you explain that? How do you pitch that idea to a couple of pretty big name actors? I mean, Speed was a blockbuster hit. Hey, Keanu, let's we got this project happening. We're getting Sandy back on board.
Sandy.
Here's the deal.
Sandy B.
It's a lake house and a time traveling mailbox. Are you in? And they were in.
Frankly, I'd probably be in just because I'd be like, I want a job.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, and it's also Keanu.
No Reeves on the end.
Nope.
Just, I hope this email reaches Keanu. Very much, no, I'm sorry. I'm very much hoping
very
this
much
email
hoping.
Reaches Keanu.
Yeah.
I'm in pain over this.
Yeah.
I admitted it to one other person later today. My friend Zach. He's also done this podcast. I just feel like I got to be honest about it.
The first time that you showed me the email, my body temperature raised and I felt shame for myself. It was one of the first times in our lives that I didn't have so many words to say.
I got another line for you that I'm embarrassed about. See, I'm just like, it's just getting...
It keeps coming, folks.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, God. I actually can't even read it out loud. Oh, God. I'm very much hoping this email reaches Keanu. I'm so embarrassed. I recently read an article about him that completely inspired me. I was like, now go with a compliment.
It's a compliment sandwich. Oh, Mel, God. I know you're busy. You're a hardworking lady. I need something from you.
But also,
Keanu's inspiring.
Yeah.
It's a perfect compliment sandwich.
Next line. Not only does he have an incredible career, but seems to be one of the nicest guys in the business.
I hate you so much.
I have an opinion on it. He seems to be really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would I assume that? I mean, because I read an article, but like, why? Who would read this email and send it on to Keanu? I would think, get a restraining order on that girl. Yeah. There's something's going on
here. There's a woman who thinks you seem nice.
Oh my God. Do you think that it, oh my God. I just had a new panic attack. Cause I read that, cause I was researching him that day. I was trying to get the angle on it. Like, what can I, you know what I mean? How can I go in on this? I was reading a bunch of shit about him. And one thing that I read was that, I guess like twice in a month or something, like a few women were able to figure out his address, like house address, and showed up at his house. Like women, like stalker fans.
Yeah.
Does it sound like I wanted him on my podcast to like try to date him?
I don't know about dating, but maybe if he's a little bit skittish about people contacting yeah. him, that might be going directly into the trash folder.
Why would Melody forward this email on?
Yeah.
Why would I think she would do that? Her job is to protect him.
Exactly.
What am I going to do?
She doesn't know you.
Oh, you know what's going to happen to me? And I know it. Because I have like premonitions about things. I'm going to end up at some sort of Hollywood party someday. And I'm going to be introduced to Melanie. And I'm going to lose my shit. Like, she's just... I'm going to be so embarrassed.
Oh, you're the creepy email girl.
Yeah. No, but I'll blurt it out too. I'd probably be like, Melanie at this law firm. Hey, I'm Rachel.
You're gonna really creep that woman out.
Oh my God. Let's see if there's any more.
Yeah, you don't know me, but I know you.
Hey, yeah, I googled your email, found it.
Yeah. It's public information. Did you know that, Mel?
It gets worse. Then I wanted to. Well, now I'm pitching myself. I'm pitching myself. I'm like, hey. I'm cool too, Keanu. You know what I mean? Mel, Keanu. I'm a comedian and I have a podcast called Be Here for a While. On the podcast, I get breezy. So I started out English. I started out like an English war hero. The winters are cold. I think of you often and I miss you. I'm very much hoping.
I long for your tender touch, Keanu.
I'm very much hoping this email finds you, Keanu. This letter.
I hope this letter bodes well for you.
It's being shipped from miles and miles away, but my heart is still with you. Our hearts beat at the same... God. Do you think if we look up at the same star at the same time that we think of each other?
Just for that one moment, we'll be together again.
I hope so. My heart beats in the same rhythm as yours. Oh, God. So I start off like that. And then I get cool. So it's, then I start using words like chat. I'm a comedian. I have a podcast called Be Here for Well. On the podcast, I often chat with people in the industry that inspire me.
This short email is so painful. I'm actually starting to sweat again.
I'm so embarrassed.
Why did you do this to me?
Why did I do this to myself? And then I brag. And then I say, because I'm now pitching. Like, this would be great for you to do this.
Let me do you a favor, Keanu. That's what you're saying there.
I can't even read it. Past guests have included singer Bryan Adams. And I remember making sure I put singer in there. Because I was like, well, you know, Bryan Adams is like, okay, he hasn't like been on everyone's radar for all that long, like, or in a while. And so like, maybe I just need to spell out that it's a singer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Past guests have included singer Bryan Adams, comedians Jim Jefferies and Heather McDonald, and actor Spencer Garrett, to name a few. And then I go back to English. Oh, I've not been able to read this email in entirety until right at this moment, and it hurts as much as I thought it would. It was like something shameful, and I wanted to read it back and see if I did a good job. The first time I'm doing it, it's publicly, because I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself. I think it would have been too much for me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know when, okay, let's say you do something really embarrassing when you're drunk or like in a dating situation. It's like, you file that into a memory bank that you cannot access. Like,
oh, you bury it.
Yeah, you bury that shit. Yeah.
You delete the evidence.
Did not happen.
Nope. Out of sight, out of mind. Didn't happen.
This is how I feel about this.
Yeah.
So I go back to being English. I would be very honored if Keanu would be my guest. Would be a guest. I would be very honored if Keanu would be a guest.
I hate you.
I can come to him to make it as convenient as possible.
Oh, how generous of you.
And then I attached a one sheet with more info on the podcast. I made a specific, like, one sheet info thing specifically for him. I had Lo create, like, because I had one that I would send out for things. I was like, I think that this is going to be better for Keanu if we switch this around. When I say this was like a 4-hour process.
The amount of energy that you put into this is astonishing. It is astonishing.
With no payoff.
I know this is a long shot, but damn it, I hope Keanu listens to this.
I'm sorry there's so many awkward pauses where we're just laughing. I'm just really embarrassed.
You know, I said this earlier this weekend.
I just really feel like a loser. Why did I do that? Why?
I said this earlier this weekend, and I believe in it. But this case, maybe not so much. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Maybe you shouldn't have taken this shot. Maybe you should have left that one alone.
Why do you encourage Matthew to do the weird shit that he does? Why couldn't you have stopped me?
This was before my time.
Why couldn't someone have stopped me?
I don't know.
Why did Lo let me do...
Exactly.
She was going back and forth with me. I was sending her email draft. Why did no one stop me?
What kind of circles are you traveling in?
I don't know. Lo, I blame you. Oh, my God. It's
you're not going to live that one down for a while.
It's the worst thing I've ever done, I think. Can you think of anything more embarrassing that I've done?
No. You're always very, like, confident in making moves and approaching people, but this is...
This is really
you put
desperate.
In a lot of work here.
A lot of work. It's really desperate sounding.
Yeah.
There's so many levels to the email.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster of emotion. It's I just think that this one might top for all anything embarrassing.
Anytime I ever did I ever stalk a dude or something that was embarrassing? I'm sure I did.
Not that I can remember.
Okay, this is the worst?
Yeah, I think this might be the worst. I think
I did always try to go to Costco on the lunch day to see the boy I liked. So we're from a small town. Well, you did it too. We both did it. Oh God, remember that? We're from a small town, and we have a Costco. That's great for us.
Yeah.
And at the Costco, they serve hot dogs, and it was just like a thing that all the high school kids would do on their lunch break. And Sabrina and I liked two guys that were friends, Scotty Parker and what's his name?
Willis.
Yeah, Willis. Willis Van Dusen. Do you remember? We were like, maybe we'll run into him at the Subway or at the Costco.
We'd
get real dressed up.
Yeah. Plan a basically a drive by or a walk by with these outfits for a span of 25 minutes.
Yeah,
like that was our window.
Yeah, we were like, are they going to be here? Are they going to be here?
Yeah,
that's embarrassing. That's
not
great.
We put in a lot of effort in high school.
Yeah, well, clearly I'm still putting in effort.
Yeah,
clearly I'm still doing weird shit.
Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah.
Never go changing.
Yeah, I think never that's change. Good. I think that it shows...
You're consistent. Maybe you should have said that to Keanu.
You know what? They say when people move to Hollywood, they change. I haven't changed.
No, nope, I haven't changed one bit.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're still a fucking weirdo.
Oh, God. We've had We've had a good weekend, though. It was a lot of fun, me and Sabrina, that is. She just reminded me of so many embarrassing things and I honestly think we should end the podcast on Keanu.
Yeah.
I just think it deserves its time in the sun.
Yeah.
Keanu.
Let that one marinate for a while.
And I just said that Keanu, like I did him some sort of favor.
Yeah. You're helping him out.
Rest in peace, Keanu Reeves email. Oh my God. Rest in peace.
Let's have a moment of silence.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. I gotta go. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.